A roadside bomb struck a passenger bus outside Afghanistan's southern city of Kandahar today, killing 30 civilians, including women and children. The blast comes ahead of a meeting later this evening between NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen and US President Barack Obama, the first in a series of closed-door meetings to reassess US strategy in Afghanistan. International Committee of the Red Cross spokesperson in Kabul, Bijan Frederik Farnoudi, says more civilians are negatively affected by the lack of social services than by the violence.
The humanitarian situation in Afghanistan was bad and remains bad at the moment. You have a civilian population that's really bearing the brunt of this conflict because, unfortunately, the nature of this conflict is that it's one that it's very much carried out at the heart of where ordinary people might live. But if I turn my attention to another thing, rather than those who are affected directly, most people are actually affected indirectly, but affected nevertheless. For example, I've just been to Kandahar at our hospital down there, and you have loads of people who are in pretty bad medical conditions just because they could not access hospitals or healthcare because they were blocked from the nearest health center by the fighting. So everyone in Afghanistan really is affected in one way or another. Certainly, one thing for sure, there remains a lot to be done, but I think first step in rebuilding a nation is to come to a situation in which the civilian population can take active part of ensuring such a process. And at the time being, the civilian population is unfortunately very much restricted in all its activities, whether these activities are economic, social, cultural, or what have you. So all of these aspects, which are part of life and which are part of a healthy civil society, are very much hampered, and that makes just any type of progress very, very difficult.